The head of a technology company which provides software to help agencies identify security threats says this latest hacking attack could illustrate the reach of cyber criminals and extremists. Wynyard Group CEO Craig Richardson has been speaking to Brendan Trembath.
Well, I don't think Australians should be, you know, really surprised. I think what we're seeing is the convergence of, you know, organised crime, new generation extremism, and I guess really high consequence cybercrime. And we've seen major breaches in the United States with sort of over 21 million records stolen from the Office of Personnel Management. And I guess this just really demonstrates that protecting cyber assets is becoming an increasingly challenging and unsolvable problem.
This list apparently linked to Islamic State or ISIS. It's quite a diverse list, ranging from public servants in the United States and Australia to a Victorian politician. Have you any idea where the information might have come from?
Oh, it's very difficult to tell, obviously, without knowing the details of the case, but the cyber attacks are not always targeted. Increasingly, they're very sophisticated. They land on networks. They can conduct surveillance and reconnaissance for long periods of time before they, you know, do damage or exfiltrate information. These can last days or weeks or months. So this is really just demonstrates, I guess, the reach now of cyber criminals and extremists, and I guess the threat that there are to digital information. You know, the internet was never really designed to store a lot of this information. It's now causing some real security challenges for governments and corporations.
How do you counter the threat?
Well, it's a very good question. I mean, I think the Australian government's been very clear that this is a very challenging problem, and there's some basic hygiene factors in terms of protecting assets with passwords and the like we're all encouraged to do. But really, the increasing problem is, you know, what to do when a threat or an attack does occur, because it will occur. And so companies and governments need to understand where the digital assets are, who has access to them, what security they have in place around them, and really need to anticipate that security is not going to be foolproof. And really now it's down to the response and how they respond to those problems. It's really critical.
What sort of digital footprint might the hackers have left?
The sophistication in which they're operating means that they're becoming very good at covering up the entry points into a network, what surveillance and reconnaissance they've done, and where information is extracted. So it's difficult to determine that. And I'm sure, you know, one of the reasons that there's been criticism in the press of government not going public, it's not always the right answer to go public with these breaches. In fact, in many cases, it makes good sense for the police or the agencies that are dealing with this to take the time to understand, you know, how network's been breached, what steps can be taken to prevent further leakage or attacks. So really, that's part of the forensic problem, and the challenge really is technologies are available now to be very proactive in these cyber forensics exercises, but it is a large problem.
That's Wynyard Group CEO Craig Richardson speaking to Brendan Trembath.